Five, four, three, two, one. What up? Oh man. Woo! What a trip this has been. It's a blessing in Washington, man. Yeah. You know, this is the next interview. Next interview for to explain the reason for the drop of the post that I recently did. Rise and Rise Up, the Resurrection music video. Version one, version two specific. You know, so right now I'm in Washington as we speak, doing an Ultimate Road networking trip before getting started with my new gig. I was out on the road for 3 weeks. I worked my way up north, hit up Ascenton, hit up the Bay Area, worked my way up Sacramento, past San Jose, up to Portland, Seattle, Washington, hit up Bellevue, and at the new home, just 40 minutes down south from Seattle, 2 hours away from Portland. And it's got a lot of things to update on, man. So to throw it out there, version one, version two. Version one was geared towards my target audience as my old ex-friends and family on Facebook. You know, this is version one is a time capsule of just admitting to what I did was wrong, pushing forward, giving them the progress update of what I've been doing to help myself better achieve myself, and just letting them know what really happened. Just clear the skies. You know, you probably see my good friend or my old friend there, Fong. You know, we used to be really tight, really close since junior high. As a matter of fact, my parents still asked about him today before I left. Hey, Jackson, when you get a better job in your career, look at your friend Fong, he's doing way better now. You know, you should follow his footsteps, yada, yada, yada. And it's ironic that he hardly even shows up. Even Peter Pan checks up more on me than he does. And Peter Pan's someone who, old friend that went, he's a homeless dude, not even go there. And just to clear the skies, man, version one was geared towards the Facebook time capsule. Version two is just the song itself because that's the official. And I want to throw it out there. You know, they probably saw in the comments before I deactivated the account because I'm done with it. And he's like, hey, you know, I gave you an internal referral and I tried helping out, but then, you know, you just couldn't seem to help yourself. So you, instead of tying up your bullshit, I just want to pull out. And that was 2018. That was 3 years ago. All this started spiraling down just a couple years ago, man. What you didn't see was the part of part, how the conversations, how we always had after that was always negative. How do you call me a dumbass for joining 10 Bound? Because 10 Bound was $15 an hour, part-time, 10-hour max a week. And I was forking out 32 to 35 on average, non-paid. Why? Because I believe in 10 Bound. I believe in the sales development process. I believe, and I saw myself at the sales development conference. 10 Bound is responsible for the annual sales development conference in San Francisco, where you house all top sales development professionals in the space, come in and have all these technology companies sponsor that serves to the sales development community. And I saw it as a stepping stone to getting into the right direction. And it was a turning point. 10 Bound helped me, man. 10 Bound was like a trade, 10 Bound was like college for sales development. You learn the why behind it and all the basics and the fundamentals, all the technology tech stack that you need to scale as a technology sales team. And when I joined Better Growth, that was like a trade school for me. I learned things hands-on, how to build a collaborative tech stack that talks to each other, how to create the right messages and deliver it in a multi-channel concept. And I was able to throw my own creativity into the mix. And that's what made me became who I am today, a sales development professional. I have the skill set to build out a technology sales team and run a whole team of SDR and BDRs. As long as there's a gap that the company serves in terms of goods or services, and if we're able to enrich and build a list of leads of our target audience, our ICP to call it, ideal customer profile, as long as we're able to have that data, and if they're hanging out at the spot that we've tried to reach out on, that's game, son. And, you know, I just wanted to throw out to clear the skies, man. This is the exit interview, otherwise known as the note to Zello. And we'll get there in just a few moments. So let's move on to next things here. You know, when it comes to self and self-development, everything I do and everything I've been doing, the podcast, SDR TV, one-on-one coaching and training, was all peer for help, man, to help others out. Because what I went through when I first started the sales development journey, I joined two companies back to back and got let go of it both back to back. Why? Because the company was rolling out a brand new internal sales development program and they didn't know what they were doing. It's called a failed sales development program. And it's more common than, it's very common in the world. It's really expensive to build an internal team before you start achieving the ROI. If you don't have the right SDR manager, if you even have an SDR manager in place, you gotta have the right messaging, the right coaching, and more importantly, right tools for the right job. Do you have the right sales engagement platform in place? Is there a dialer? Does that dialer do recording for cold call coaching and feedback? That's how you get better and better, man. You have to track and measure success. This is why sales engagement platforms are table stakes nowadays. You test the messaging and you narrow things down. How many percentage is your open rate there? How many people are clicking on the links that you gave them? What are the right responses? Are you reaching out to the right person? It's step by step by step. And this is why sales development is such an art that's in a constant change of form. Because what works today may not work tomorrow. You want examples? I'll give it to you. 3 years ago, no one was doing videos. And the person who were the early adopters doing recording videos of themselves to send out the message quickly broke out the noise. Don't get me wrong. Video is still just as effective as today. However, to some people, it's now a noise. Yeah, man, this is it's a good trip. Grew up, you know, and the reason I was really hurt, but it is what it is. What's done is done. Moving on. So let's move to the next step here. And I want to make this note, and this is the one and the last time only. And this is to, if anything, I'm blaming this on Drake's new album. Drake made me do it. So my ex, man. We don't talk, but I know she's watching this. And I just want last time, I swear to God, I'm gonna stop saying anything. And I hope one day you'll accept my sincere apologies. Fucked up. I know the breakup was 6-7 years ago. I didn't really start reopening myself to others until just about good year and a half, too. I'm actively dating now. See a lot of people, see a lot of girls. Online dating. Coffee meets bagel, unless you're wondering what the platform is. But, you know, this road trip really, really got me to think and reflect back. Now that I officially made it in the tech game and I have a career going on, have a really bright future ahead, my mentor's got my back, I've mastered the art of sales and sales development, going places. And when I was driving, right when I entered Oregon for like 20, 30 minutes, we had a good mobile shutdown. There's no service, no nothing whatsoever. And I just sat there and thinking, it just hit me for some reason. And I'm like, wow. You know, she done a lot and sacrificed a lot for me. And played a key role to where I would have been here today if it wasn't for her. I'll explain it just a bit. When that incident happened back in 2008, I had a suspended license for 3 years. I was attending community college, Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa with her. And she would sacrifice her classes to take other classes to so that it can align with the one that I have to take, so that she can take me home so that we can carpool together. And we did that for a good 2-3 years. That I thank her for that. And in tangent, she kept me out of trouble. You know, there's a lot of parties that we didn't go because of her. A lot of shit that, you know, just didn't go down because of her. And when you've been with someone for so long and you haven't really dated anybody else, you know, she was the best girlfriend I ever had, but she was the only one I ever had. So I can say that there, man. But you know what's funny? Us as guys and males, right? We tend to see and say, wow, we have her here, she'll always be here. So you want to start talking to other people and you're like, hey, I want something. I kind of want something new. I want to see what's out there. But you know what happens? When shit like that pops and when the string finally gets cut, now she's new. She's never going back to who she was. And then you just sit there in the dead end. You're like, what did I do? Fucked up. All these girls I've been on dates with, man, are cool, they're cute, funny. But none of it really hits home, you know? And I'm sitting there going, yeah, fucked up. But I accept for responsibility, and you know what? I wish her all the best. This is a note to you, Zella. Wish you all the best, and thank you for everything. If I had one fond memory of her, I remember we dated in seventh grade. We went to the block in Santa Ana, otherwise known as the Outlet now. And I remember this is the day where everyone's just doing Anchor Blue, and I somehow had an Anchor Blue watch on me. And I bought her the Anchor Blue watch because I had an Anchor Blue watch. And we were fucking lovebirds, dude. And I remember she's sitting on my lap. And I was like, what time is it? And then she just said, it's time to kiss. And we would lock hands and arms with our Anchor Blue watches. And yeah, fucked up, dude. Anyways, moving on. I'm in Washington State as we speak. It's my new home now. Shout out to my cousin. Yep. Let me in under his roof. It's a fresh new start. I'm heading back soon, but then I'm going to actually be moving up in January. So January 22 is the official move date. 3 months, right around the corner. Living upstairs, have a walk-in closet, closer to Seattle. I got some networking thing going on, but more importantly, closer to my mentors, Chris Ortolano. Chris Ortolano is the principal, founder, and consultant of Outbound Edge. Outbound Edge is a B2B software consulting agency that helps companies accelerate revenue in terms of sales and sales development, top funnel and middle funnel. The art of pushing down the pipeline and geared towards product-led growth now. So that's where we headed. And the sales development scenery is still young. It's been out for about 10, 15 years now, but it's just getting started. So I had two options. Number one, I could just stay home and do whatever I do in terms of sales and sales development. Or number two, I can come and be a part of it. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm gonna contribute to the sales development scenery, make changes in people's lives. And really my end goal is to one day be at like a sales development or sales conference and have someone run into me at the airport. And this goes back to SDU Academy, baby. Break into tech without breaking the bank. You do not need a college degree to break into tech sales. You just need to know the basic fundamentals background, and I'll give it to you in just a short minute here. And I want that person to go in the airport, sitting there, someone who was always told no, you know, thinking about someone who was, we call it unleash your potential. And the way we see it, and this is for me, my boy Ryan Zadges from Wisconsin, is everyone, we treat everyone as a seashell, a shell. Everyone inside has a nice, shiny, beautiful pearl inside. But this pearl can only shine if it's tapped the right way. So when was the last time you went to a coffee and you're like, damn, that barista would be a killer SDR? Or how about that amazing restaurant you had, you're eating with your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and you're like, wow, this waiter or waitress will be an amazing customer success manager. How many times have you seen that? And that's what I mean by tapping, helping others, you know, break the tech without breaking the bank. And I want to one day just be at the airport and some guy just walks up to me, hey, Jackson, yo, Jax, yo, man, you, because of you, I made it in life, man. Because of you, I now have a career. Because of you, I'm now, you know, being able to provide for my family and live life the way I want to. And because of you, I now tell everyone who said, always told me no to go fuck themselves. You saved my life. That's my mission in sales development. So next thing next, man, I just want to talk about, you know, this music video. I didn't even want to drop it, man, but I had to. It's green light. I had to throw it out there. Cheat code, baby. A lot of people ask, what's cheat code? G code. So if you're from the hood or from the streets, man, the G code is the unwritten rule of the streets. Give respect to earn respect. Do your shit. Put your head down. Shut the fuck up. Don't step on anyone's toes. Do you hustle, grind, rise up and wise up. That's G code. Stay true to your roots. Never forget who you are. Never forget where you came from. And never, never, ever turn your back on those who were different from day one. That's G code, baby. So just to put it out there, you know, this is the exit. I went on an interview earlier this year in March, and I'd like to give a shout out to this person. His name is James Luong. James Luong is the head of sales and SMB over at Apollo.io. Apollo.io provides a sales engagement platform for the sales and sales development community. I ran a creative outreach campaign. He was blown away from the outreach. And he asked me, you know, what are you trying to do? And I gave him down my rundown. And even though things didn't work out the way it did, I asked him for feedback. Hey, look, I am going to be looking for another job soon. You know, I want to work at Apollo. He said, I want to take you in today, but I can't because he just made a hiring batch. He said, reach back out in August, which is now September. But he said, reach back out. And I asked him for a feedback, right? And he saw that video, the same one from version one of Rise Up and Wise Up, where I'm like 17 cents running and cursing and cussing. He said, Jackson, look, man, you have talent. And I'm sure it won't take long for you to get another gig. But think deep down, 5 years from now, find someone on LinkedIn that you want to be like 5 years from now, VP of sales, director of sales, CRO, whatever, and study them and watch how they act and talk. And he said, to be the role, act the role. And that was the quote of the year I took it. and changed my life. That's why it's in the one-up sales development intro now.
Be a top funnel sales dev strategist. You better put in the work and act like one. Digital marketing, act like one. Customer success, act like one. To be the bro, act the role. I'm your host, Jackson.
So a lot of people's asking now, man, you're one of the realest person out there. You're very genuine. You don't care about what you post. Would there be more of these kind of posts? So we call it keeping it real posts or hood posts. The answer is no. I'm done. I shared my story. I've accomplished what I set out to do. And this is who I am, not who I'm not. It's where I came from. That's it, man. To be the role, act the role. Keep it professional. The only reason I did it was because I had to do it before I start working towards my professional career, which I'm starting now, finally after 3 years. But other than that, you know, sometimes you just gotta know how to unwind. For me, when I unwind, I watch a lot of YouTube. I have YouTube premiums. I just unwind to get away. And I wanna take this time to give a shout out to other content creators out there too, especially on YouTube. Lisa Nguyen. Lisa, if you're watching this, shout out to you. You're like the queen of shorts. Love your short videos, foodies. And your voice is it's very catchy. You know,
I gotta be honest, I was a bit indecisive on what I wanted to eat. I had tried so many different breakfasts in the past.
China Mac TV, that guy sticks G code, baby. Bomb to the top. China Mac, watch his stuff, man. He's a foodie, eats around, showing love, give respect, earn respect.
You eat, homie.
And hold yourself accountable. Shit, man, that guy shot Jen's associate. Guy made peace and he apologized on live TV. That's G code, baby. And another person too, Sergio Kwan. Sergio Kwan's a great guy from LA, just doing documentaries, shedding light on the people where they came from.
LGBT, if you don't know what LGBT is, I'm not sure if you're living under a rock, but it's lesbian, gay, black.
And yeah, man, just want to give a shout out and support other Asian American content creators out there. So to end things here, to wrap it up, you know, if I have any advice for anyone out there who wants to join sales or sales development, just never forget where you came from, man. Do not forget your roots. Do not forget your roots. Like, you work so hard and all of a sudden you start to explode out the gates. You start to see success, but do not forget your roots. Let me tell you this. I went on a 4-day disconnect of full mental health for myself at Mount Rainier a couple days ago. I hiked up there, got a beautiful scenery, sat there and laid there, meditated, closed my eyes, journaled, thank God for everything, and everything just let loose out of my chest, man. Addiction I went through, all the friends that I lost, just everything, all the jobs and all this pain that I just opened up by myself, and I screamed at the mountains that I finally made it. And I had lunch up there with my camping gear. I had a little Coleman, a little gas Coleman, and I had a little Coleman on top. You know what I ate? Fucking Vienna sausages. That's right. I went to Mount Rainier for my reset for the new Jacks in the world, coming in hot, exploding out the gates. On the right track to make six figures starting 2022. My food of choice was Vienna sausages. Because that's where I came from, baby. Stay true to your roots.
It's not exist. I hate Vienna sausages, man. But you know what? Every time I walk through the aisle, I see it. I curse. I buy a whole pack. I bring it home. I eat it with rice and soy sauce.
Never forget who you are. Never forget where you came from. Always, always give back. Reach back, pull someone up. Treat everyone the way you want to be treated. And to end it here, I just want to give one more quote. It says, you know, one of the most powerful things, two things that got me where I am today. Number one is vision. Having the ability to see things where they already are than where you are out to be. The ability to see the finished end goal in a product is vision. That's vision. The ability to see things how they are, that's sight. That's eyesight. And you gotta believe in yourself, and it's all about reasons. Reasons reap results. Reasons reap results. The reason I kept going and sales development after I failed was because I believe I'm going to make it. The reason I started a sales development podcast was because I want to help others and learn for myself so I can pick their brains. The reason I started the SDU community was to start a master group mastermind where we bounce ideas off each other so that we can help each other up-level the game. Rahul Wadhwa, emerging sales development leader right now in the space, killing it in India. Join SDU. SDU was able to help him out and collaborate. And he's coming on this episode soon. We'll share the story shortly. It helped them network huge and help and contribute to his success today. You want to check him out? Look up Salespin on YouTube. That's Salespin. Rahul Wadhwa, that's one of the main members in SDU, baby. Private micromanagement community with sales development leaders from across the globe. We even have people in Europe and the UK. Created by who? Looking at them. It's ended here, and this is it, man. New start, new year, new me. Thank you, everyone, for always being here and for supporting. I officially took down version one because I was geared toward the Facebook audience. So version two, you'll see, is just to the song. Thank you for watching. This is The Exit. And final note to Zello. Cheers.